Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
David Rizzico with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I am here. We are here to help you achieve financial freedom, work on your financial freedom. I'm really excited today. You just heard the promo guy as they're entering in there say, we bring you experts every day. We have a real expert with us today. We have Greg Scott. Greg and his wife, Nicole, quadrupled their net worth after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, you just imagine that. You're sitting there right now. You've spent a lifetime building a net worth. Well, then increase that by four times. That's what they did. That is just crazy. It's insane. And they were able to do that after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Not only that, I said he's an expert. First of all, I'll tell you, his wife, Nicole, she is a Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily mentor, which means she helps people do their multifamily investing. Greg is one of our Financial Freedom Seminar presenters with Lifestyles Unlimited. That means he actually shows people step by step how to retire in 5 years or less. In that two-day class or 16 hours, he teaches people how to locate, negotiate, rehab, lease, manage both single family and multifamily properties. And he's not teaching it as somebody that read a book and then is sharing that information with you. He's sharing that with you as somebody, he teaches that as someone who has actually done that himself. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Andrew Carnegie was the richest man in history. In 1901, he was worth $372 billion. In 2021 dollars, it would be $372 billion. Elon Musk is worth $188 billion. And Carnegie tells us that the way to become effective in getting what you want out of life is to find someone who's gotten out of life what you want and imitate them. That is a founding principle instituted by Del Wamsley here at Lifestyles, and it's one that we continue with people like Greg Scott. So, Greg, so glad you're here with me today. We want to get to know a little bit about you as we get started here. Tell us about your educational, tell the people listening about your educational background and your professional career before joining Lifestyles Unlimited.
Okay, well, first of all, David, thank you for having me on. It's great talking with you again.
Absolutely.
My background, I actually have an engineering degree, and then I got an MBA because I didn't really want to do engineering, so I transitioned to marketing. I've been working for Ford Motor Company for 25 years. I actually, with my combined background, I work with engineers day in, day out on the future products, which is kind of fun. And at some point, maybe 15 years ago, I realized that putting the money in the 401k, I looked at the balances, and I realized what age I was and how quickly getting older. And there just wasn't going to be nearly as much in my bank account as I thought I needed to retire comfortably. And so started looking for other things to do and make some more money. And so we made a foray into real estate. We can get into that a little bit more later, but we kind of struggled for a bit and then eventually found Lifestyles Unlimited, and it's dramatically changed our lives. And yeah, David, I think I want to update your numbers. The numbers you threw out there, I think maybe even a few months old. We've really quintupled our net worth since joining Lifestyles. It's been amazing for us.
Oh, my goodness. And that's an increase since maybe 2 months ago, I think. Last numbers I got from Nicole.
Yeah. Those numbers were originally from last year when we had we were on Telldale. At one point.
Okay, great. Well, that's tremendous. So quintupled, is that the right word? Quintupled? Five times. Quintupled, okay. great. So you guys, so you looked at your 401k. That's not going to work. It's not going to get you where you want to be. You're not going to be able to retire. And you went out, and what did you do? You said you wanted to do, first of all, why did you come to think about real estate investing at all at that point? Because this was before you heard of Lifestyles.
Yeah, so I knew we needed to do something different. I actually had a friend that had done a couple successful flips, and I started watching HGTV, and I looked at some of those folks on there and said, I think I could do that. That doesn't seem like those guys are really smart, and I may be able to do at least as good as them. And so I actually tried to do a flip. I think we did, you know, almost everything right. We bought a house in a very, very expensive part of Detroit called Birmingham, Michigan, and it was a foreclosure. We bought it way, way under the market, but we happened to buy it the week that it was all during the 2007-2008 downturn. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler announced massive layoffs, and we had that house turned around in 30 days and back on the market, but not one house sold in that neighborhood for months and months and months. And we had put 20% down, and we had paid for all the rehab out of our own pockets, so we were out almost $100,000, and the mortgage on that thing was $3,000 a month. So 10 months later, we were getting pretty nervous because we were getting really close to running out of money. And just through a twist of fate, somebody came to that property one day and said he'd really love to buy it, but didn't think he could. And my realtor was smart enough to ask why. And he said, well, he had a condo that he didn't think he could sell in this market. And my realtor was still a good friend of ours, said, you know what? I bet you the owner of this house would love to buy your condo. So he stepped up to a very expensive house. We stepped down to a very inexpensive condo, and that actually became our first rent property. So that was kind of just by luck.
And that was, so you were an accidental landlord, and that was actually a good experience for you, right?
Well, yeah, so we actually did probably overpay for the condo a little bit. I doubt we could have sold it for what we had got for it in that market, but it did cash flow, which this expensive property would never have cash flowed. And so it allowed us to hold it. And so all of a sudden, we went from this negative cash drain trying to do a flip to this slightly positive cash flow with this condo. And lo and behold, all the fears that I had about being a landlord, the toilets, tenants, trash, and stuff, never happened. I talked to the residents when they moved in, and I talked to them once in the middle of the year when they were there, and I talked to them once when they moved out, and they paid on time every time. It was great. And I said, oh, there's something to this. I got to look into this more.
Now, was it like that because you were lucky, or was it like that because you did the proper screening, the kind of things that we teach in that two-day seminar that you teach? Let's hold that question until after the break. I want to hear a little bit more about that. We're talking to Greg Scott, Financial Freedom Seminar presenter and guy who quintupled his net worth. Stay with us. We're going to work on your financial freedom some more.
Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, David Ruzicka with you today, working on your financial freedom. I'm joined by Greg Scott. Greg Scott is one of our Financial Freedom Seminar presenters. And the way you get to go to one of his two-day classes or Financial Freedom Program classes is by joining Lifestyles Unlimited. And first step is to attend that free workshop. And I'm actually going to be teaching the free workshop this Tuesday, 6:30 Central Time. It's online. It's live streamed. And I want to invite you to go ahead and go to our website, Lifestyles lifestylesunlimited.com where it says join us for a workshop. I'll be doing that one. There's a couple of others. I have teammates that do them as well, and they are just as good or better than me. And so, but if you want to see me, you can actually see my face on Tuesday night at 6:30. I'll be doing that. Before the break, we were talking about how Greg became an accidental landlord. And Greg, I want you to continue with that. You said you actually had a really good experience. You were able to get out of a house that you had planned on flipping, but was way too expensive. We're during a down market, and got into this condo, and you had a good experience with your tenants. How is that possible? Was that by luck, or did you do some investigation? Did you a little self-education?
A little bit of luck and a little bit of self-education, because I did a good job in screening the tenants, so I did have good residents, and they were perfect. They paid on time, and they left it clean. But, it, you know, Lifestyles, we generally teach not to buy condos. This was a condo, as I mentioned before. It wasn't something I purposely would have chosen to get into. But I got lucky in that I didn't have any problems with condos. And for those who are not aware of why we say not to buy condos, sometimes if they're not well managed, they'll have these occasional what they call a special assessment, where they say, hey, we got to go fix the roofs and we didn't really budget for it, so everybody's got to cough up $5,000 or whatever the number is.
Oh, wow.
You could also end up with a neighbor who likes to play drums at 2 a.m. or is a hoarder, and all of a sudden you've got roaches and rats and stuff like that. So fortunately I dodged all those bullets. And the residents were great. We held the house, the condo, for about 5 years and sold it at a nice profit after that.
That's great. And so then, and this is all pre-Lifestyles. You're just doing this on your own. And
yep.
So what was your other real estate experience before you found out about Lifestyles Unlimited?
So again, I had really not looked into buy and hold real estate because I was afraid of having to manage the tenant. And so after a year of running this condo, it became clear that that wasn't, my fears were unfounded. And so I looked for another way to get into buy and hold real estate, because I always had heard that that was the key to long-term wealth. And so the only thing I really knew how to do at that time was just to go out and buy something. And so I found some companies that offer what's called a turnkey rental, where it's already fixed up, and sometimes there's even a resident in it, and you just buy it, and then you turn it into a rental. And the only downside of that is you're usually paying full price. So we teach at Lifestyles how to buy it well below full price, so you've got what we call equity capture. So we ended up buying 5 different houses around the United States, and they were doing okay. They typically cash flowed about $200 a month. I was, for the most part, having to come out of pocket 25% down, so that was typically 30 to 35,000 bucks on these houses. They were like $120,000 houses, and they were doing okay, but they weren't doing great. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, I thought rental real estate was supposed to be very profitable, so I started looking around for ideas on what I was doing wrong, how I could make it better, and that's when I ran across Lifestyles on the podcast.
Yeah, and so I mean, and even though you weren't doing great, you're still making money with cash flow. You had the tax advantage, I'm assuming. And yep. you had the principal pay down, and you had some slower appreciation, not the initial equity capture that you teach at Lifestyles during that financial freedom seminar. And so you found about Lifestyles, you found about the podcast, and I'm assuming investigated Lifestyles. Kind of how did that work out? What was the process you went through? I mean, right now someone can go online, find the free workshop, watch the free workshop online, go to the 2-day. How did that work for you?
So again, at the time I was looking for just a lot of different ideas. So I was listening to a bunch of different podcasts, and I'd always try to listen to 3 or 4 of them, and then I'd decide if I didn't like it or if I thought it had something more it could offer. And actually, mm-hmm. the very first Lifestyles podcast I listened to, I thought it was just one of those guru scam programs. I said, there's no way. But some of the ideas seemed to be, you know, just common good business sense. And so I kept listening, and the longer I listened, the more I was like, these are all just really good business principles. There's nothing shady or fly-by-night or, you know, get somebody to sell you the property below what it's worth kind of thing that you're hearing mm-hmm. on these other podcasts. It was just good business. And so I had to investigate it more. My wife and I, we signed up at the base membership. It's 2011. and took all the online classes I had. I actually took the two-day with Dell as a recording online because we were from Detroit at the time. Lifestyles really only operated in Texas, but they did have those online recordings. Now, right. For people who sign up anywhere in the country, it's really easy to get access to the classes. And sometimes now we're getting back to in-person classes, so there may be one around the corner from you sometime soon. But that's just kind of how I dug into it. And then we had tried to, just as a base membership, execute the program here in Detroit.
Before you go further.
Yeah.
So you're watching that two-day class with Dell Walmsley. And what were some eye-opening moments during that class? Was there anything that's just like, oh, wow, now I realize what I needed to know?
Yeah, there were really two main things that were key ideas for me that were brand new. The first one is how we use hard money to acquire properties and minimize the out-of-pocket cash to acquire them. And that really changed my single-family investing completely. And then I like just to say everything about apartments, because I had no exposure to apartments. And it was just completely eye-opening how the apartment industry works, and it's quite a bit different than single-family.
Sure. And can you just quickly for our listeners define what you mean when you say hard money?
Yep. So hard money is basically a private loan, typically from an individual or a company. And they give you that loan temporarily so that you can get a property acquired and fixed up. And once it's fixed up and you have a tenant in it, then you can go get a conventional mortgage. And they will often lend you not only enough to purchase the property, but some or all of the rehab as well, so you can greatly minimize the out-of-pocket. It's actually called a hard money loan because it's a loan against a hard asset and not against the individual's creditworthiness.
Yeah, exactly right. And when he says short-term, we're talking usually 60 days or less, because it's just during that rehab process. And it sounds all scary and like, wow, what is this? No, we have vendors on our vendor list, and so you're getting a hard money loan. You're already approved with a conventional lender, so that conventional lender knows as soon as you're done, you are doing a rate and term refi into that 30-year mortgage. You end up in the same place, but you get to finance some or all those rehab costs like Greg talked about, and greatly minimizes your out-of-pocket costs, increases your profitability, increases your equity capture, gives you all those extra things that you're looking for in real estate. So you took all that and you said you try to do that a little bit. Oh, we're right at the break there. I want to hear about your next step investing when we get back. Stay with us, folks. We're with Greg Scott, Financial Freedom Seminar presenter with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Walmsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom with Greg Scott. Greg Scott is a guy that helps people, actually ruins people's careers by showing them how to retire in 5 years or less so that they can buy back their time, leave that job, and live the lifestyle that they want to. That's why we call it Lifestyles Unlimited. And before the break, we were talking about Greg discovering Lifestyles Unlimited, going to that financial freedom seminar, the very one that he teaches now, but this one was taught by Dell Walmsley. He watched a recording, did that, and went out and began investing. And Greg, tell us about your very first deal after going to that two-day seminar.
Did we talk about Detroit yet? Trying to do this in Detroit? I forgot.
You actually just touched on it. We started to, and yeah. I think we went to the break. So tell us about that.
Okay, yeah. So I was trying to implement it here, but the downturn was really severe, so the hard money lenders in Detroit had stopped lending. So at that time, we actually decided to upgrade to preferred membership. We flew down to Dallas. I, I wanted to go down and check it out and see there actually really was a building there, and there was. I got to meet the people in the office. There were real people there. And yep. So it seemed legitimate, so we signed up for Preferred and took the classes. And then they, I ended up buying a single-family property with Lifestyles Help. It was one of the benefits of the Preferred membership. And it was just amazing the difference between that, buying that and buying the turnkey rentals that we had done in the past. So the first property we bought was in Garland, Texas, and it was on a street called Apollo. You can find it on Google Maps if you want. And we bought it for about $80,000, and it needed about $20,000 in repair. And it was kind of ugly, which is why not a lot of owner-occupants wanted to buy it.
Right.
But after we got it fixed up, it appraised for a little over $120,000. So we captured right there over $20,000 in equity. And because we used a hard money lender, we minimized our out-of-pocket. If you remember, I said before I was typically coming out-of-pocket $30,000 to $35,000 on these turnkey rentals. We were only about $20,000 out-of-pocket on this one. And so on $20,000, I made more than $20,000 of captured equity. And our cash flow was $450 a month. So the profitability of buying that single-family property the way that Lifestyles taught me to do was so much better than buying the turnkey rentals. It was obvious that I'd made a good decision to join the Preferred program, and that was the beginning, but it was clear we were headed in the right direction.
And you bought that from out of state. That's kind of interesting. Tell us how you did that, because this is back around, what, 2011, 2012?
Yeah, this would have been 2012.
Did they even have the internet back then?
I think Al Gore had just invented it.
Cell phones were certainly not quite what they are today. Well, actually, I think we had kind of iPhones and things like that back then.
I'm always a slow adapter on those things.
How did you buy out of state? How did you do that?
Yeah, so Lifestyles has just an amazing vendor network. There's a team of people that goes out and finds your plumbers, your electricians, your carpenters, your foundation people, your property manager companies, and they offer them to the membership, and then the membership will go and rate them. So you can quickly go and see how many people thought that vendor did a really good job, and sometimes you see some negative reviews, and maybe you avoid those people. But anyhow, I looked on the vendor list, and the time that I flew down to Dallas, I made a point to go around and meet with some of these vendors. I got to shake their hand and see their operations and talk to them. So when I went back to Detroit, I just call them up and say, hey, you know, I've got this property. Can you give me a quote on getting it fixed up? And the Lifestyles vendors will go out and give me a thorough quote and fix it all up. I hired property management that way. I got my insurance that way. Everything I needed to put that deal together was through the Lifestyles vendor network.
That's tremendous. And you had a 27% cash-on-cash return, if I calculate it correctly. You had 100% equity capture. And on top of that, you're getting the depreciation and the other benefits, making money in a lot of different ways. So tremendously more profitable than the turnkey deals that you did, which even the turnkey deals were more profitable probably than just going out and putting your money in the stock market and riding it up for a few years and then losing your shirt, and then ride it up for a few years and lose your shirt. So great, great experience for you. So then from that first house, where'd you go and how long did it take you on the single family?
So, you know, it was interesting because I mentioned we joined as a Preferred program, and with the Preferred program, you also get access to all of the education on multifamily. Our mindset was totally not into multifamily. We just thought that was for really rich people and beyond us. So we were very focused on single family. We would want to, you know, take advantage of the education that Lifestyles had. Again, now Lifestyles has almost everything virtual, and there's events nationally. But at the time, it was all pretty much local stuff. So we would fly into Dallas three or four times a year and attend the classes. And we'd always try to go when there was both a single family and a multifamily class. And we, over the course of a couple of years, learned a whole heck of a lot. But between 2012 and early 2014, we ended up buying 9 single family properties in Dallas. And in the middle of 2014, we had taken some extra classes on multifamily. We looked at each other and said, well, how come we're not doing multifamily? And at that point, the gears really shift. Our minds became open to the idea of multifamily investing. And it was December of 2014 we made our first passive investment in multifamily. That's where we give our money to somebody else who goes and buys and operates the property. And then we've never looked back to single family. We never bought another single family and have been slowly selling them off. We actually sold off the last one just a few months ago.
Yeah, and one of the things we teach people is use single family to build your net worth to the point where you can do multifamily. And I'm just curious, how did you do that? Because one of the big fears people have is real estate takes so much time. You're having to manage the property. You're having to go see the tenants all the time. You had nine single family rentals to a total of, I think, 14, if I remember correctly. How did you do that? Because you're working a full-time job while you're doing this, right? Both you and Nicole.
Yeah, we were both working. But again, we leveraged the Lifestyles vendor list. We'd be very busy. But when you're finding a house, you say, hey, I'm going to go look for one. And just like now, the market was hot back then. And so you just spend a few minutes every evening looking at the deals that Lifestyles sends out, looking at other areas. And eventually you get one. And then for about 3 weeks, there's a lot of work. You know, you got to call the insurance company, you got to call the general contractor, you got to line up this, line up that. It's mostly just, 10, 15 hours of calls and emails and stuff like that. But then the property's up and running. And again, I was in Detroit, the property's in Dallas. I was not managing it myself. I hired a property management company, and boom, they went off and started running it. And once you've got a resident in there, there's literally almost nothing to do. So go find the next one. It was very manageable with a full-time job. We didn't have any problem doing it.
Yeah, one of the things that you teach people during that two-day class is we fix everything. We fix everything so you don't have to deal with problems after that. You want a nice, clean, functional property that the people can move into and not have problems and not be calling you in the middle of the night saying, hey, the water heater broke again because it's 8 years old. It's 9 years old. No, if it's suspect, we're going to replace it. We're going to put in a brand new one during that rehab process. And that's where you get the big bump, obviously, in the equity capture when we do that, because we fix the property up and make it look beautiful where it was ugly before. That's great. What I want to start to talk about, and we may get to the break right here in just a second, is passive. To our listeners, I want you to explain what that means, and then why would you do that? Because passive, it's always confusing. We're talking about passive income from cash flow from single family, and then we're talking about passive with multifamily. What does that mean?
So passive with multifamily, there is, let's say, another Lifestyles member who has found an apartment, and they put out, there's some SEC rules which we won't get into here, but they put out an email.
We're at the break, and I want you to explain that when we get on the other side of the break. Glad you guys are with us. We are working on your financial freedom. Join us on the other side of the break.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey gang, David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited here, working on your financial freedom. I want to encourage you one more time. Go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up if you've not done it before. Go to our free workshop. It is live streamed. It is free. You can watch it in your pajamas in your bedroom. You can watch it wherever you want to. And then you can attend our Financial Freedom Seminar. We're talking with Greg Scott today. He is one of our Financial Freedom Seminar presenters. What if I told you that you could have someone teach you how to do what they did. And what they did was they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. They increased their net worth by 5 times, and now they're going to show you how to do that. And they did that, by the way, 5 times. They spent an entire lifetime building a net worth, and then in 10 years increased it by 5 more times. What if I told you you could learn from somebody like that? That's what you can do. Actually, Greg is going to be teaching the Financial Freedom Seminar this June 15th and 16th and 22nd and 23rd. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday night for 2 weeks in a row from 7:30 to 10:30. It is live stream, so you can watch it from anywhere in the United States, wherever you are, you're on vacation, whatever, you can watch it. You can also interact with Greg. You can ask questions during the seminar, and we will teach you how to locate, negotiate, rehab, lease, manage both single-family and multifamily properties. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and do that. A great opportunity to learn from somebody who has done what you want to do, and that is make themselves financially free. So, Greg, I asked you right before we got to the point where you had done the single-family investing, and then you said, hey, you know what? You and Nicole said, why are we not doing multifamily? We need to do a passive deal. And I want you to explain what that means and why.
Yep. So I'm going to start with the general partner. The general partner, or what we call lead, is the person that finds the property. They do due diligence on it. They go look at financing and insurance. They collect money to buy the property. They fix it up. They manage it. They operate it. They publish monthly financials. That's a lot of work. The limited partner, or what we call passive investors, your job is to fill out the subscription documents. When the lead says, hey, I've got a deal, here's the business plan, see if you like it, you fill out the subscription documents and you write a check, or wire the money, as it were, these days, and then you get checks back. That's pretty much your job. Write checks, write one check up front and get checks back. And so it's a great way to invest in real estate and still get all of the wonderful benefits of depreciation and cash flow and all the other 5 ways that we make money in real estate you can get as a passive investor with literally doing next to nothing. And
right.
So a lot of people only want to do passive investing, which is a great way to go. For us, it was our first foray into multifamily, and it turned out to be just a wonderful experience for us.
Yeah. How did you get into your first deal? How'd you find your lead investor? How'd you move forward with that?
Yep. So we had been going down to Dallas and going to the events, and we got to know some of the leads. They'll, you know, raise their hand and say, I'm a lead. If you're interested in seeing my future deals, here's my card. Send me an email, which we did. So mm-hmm. We got into this deal in December of 2014. And, 3 months later, we got our first check. This property was cash flowing really well right out of the gate. The operators, we've invested with her several times since then. She's just a great operator. And what was even just more amazing is that 2.5 years after we bought the property, it was cash flowing easily double digit by that time. But she was able to do a cash out refinance, and we got almost 100% of our initial investment back through this cash out refi. And
right.
As Lifestyles teaches you, a cash-out refi is a non-taxable event. You don't get taxed on that. We basically have gotten way more than all of our money back at this point, 2.5 years in, and we mm-hmm. still own the property, and it was still kicking out cash flow. And we just sold it about a year ago. We finally sold that property. Our total returns were over 300%. So we basically, we were $50,000. We got well over $200,000 back from that $50,000 investment.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And once you take your cash out of the deal through that refi, you basically have an infinite rate of return on the cash flow. And I just want to ask people listening, when's the last time you bought a stock or a mutual fund that gave you any cash flow at all? I mean, you might find a stock with a dividend, but that's going to be a kind of rare. Generally, you're not going to get that. And so you went from there, and you're a passive investor in a lot of deals, and you decided, I would like to do the work. I want to be a lead investor. Why did you decide to do that, and how did that work out for you on your first deal?
Yeah, so you know, there's certainly some compensation, extra compensation for the leads for all the work that they do, right? So
sure,
all of our leads at Lifestyles, they're putting in their own money. I've never seen a deal where a lead has not put in their own money, and it's actually required for their first 3 deals. But most people also have skin in the game, no matter how many deals they've done, they're putting their own money in. But they get return on top of that. And so we were interested in getting to a point where we could more than cover our income from our W-2 jobs. And that seemed to be the fastest path for us. So we actually, I'm proud to say my wife and I were the first syndication done by Lifestyles members that was completely outside of the state of Texas. We bought a little 24 unit here in Metro Detroit area. And we bought it in September of 2016. We sold it September of last year. So we owned it almost exactly 4 years. And we gave 144% return, total return to our investors. So we more than doubled their money, which was fantastic. So we're very happy with that.
That is tremendous. That is tremendous. And from there, you decided you want to teach the two-day class because you don't have enough things to do.
You know, I joke with people if they ask me about real estate. I said, you may regret it because I'm just going to keep talking your ear off.
Yeah.
Because I just love chatting with people about it and sharing what people have taught us. I always feel like I'm just standing on the shoulders of the people that came before me and taught me. And so I love doing that. I love giving back. Part of the reason I just love teaching the two-day, there's nothing that just makes my day more when somebody who I don't even know says, hey, I took your online two-day a year ago, and now we're blowing and going, and our financial life has just changed tremendously. That's just incredibly rewarding to have that happen, and it makes you feel good that you're doing good in the world.
And folks that are listening, I hear that over and over again when I talk to either mentors or folks like Greg who are teaching that financial freedom seminar. When you get into this and you've been thinking you're never going to retire because you're doing a 401k, you're doing an IRA, and you're just watching the stock market, and that's all you can do, and your hands are tied, and all of a sudden you discover this great new opportunity for a path to financial freedom, you want to talk about it, and you want to share it, and it's a great blessing just to be able to teach people how to do this and lead them on a path to financial freedom and retire in 5 years or less. So what Greg is saying is so true, and that's why people spend the time doing that. One thing we were not able to do before the shutdown last year, we would do that two-day class in one of our offices or somewhere around the country, and people would have to get in their car and drive and do 8 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. As soon as the shutdown happened, we began doing live stream. I began doing the live stream free workshops, and then the two-day presenters began doing a live stream two-day financial freedom seminar. One thing we hadn't been able to do before was get outside of Saturday and Sunday, and so really a great, great blessing out of that whole mess is that we're able now to do a Tuesday, Wednesday for 2 weeks in a row. You know, people don't have to drive. They can get there. And so, Greg, you've been doing that. From your perspective, how has that worked, teaching that four-part class?
Well, I love it. I mean, it's one of the things that I like about it is I'm able to reach more people in more places. I've done them live in hotel rooms, and I might have 25, 30 people there. Typically, right, on a live stream one, we got 100 or more. The hard part is I can't see people's faces. So,
right.
You know, I'm used to like looking out and going, oh, I said something that's confusing. Let me clarify. I can't see the faces. I can't tell if they're confused. So it's taken us a while to really perfect. What we do now is we ask a lot of questions. We have these things we call polls, which are just like a little quiz that comes up, like a five answer, you know. Is it A, B, C, or D, which is the correct answer? And that way, right, we can tell if people are understanding what we're saying, and we can course correct if some people are confused about some things. And then we spend a lot of time in question and answer at the end to make sure that if there's something that somebody wasn't clear about, that they can get that. And so we've found out ways to get around the fact that it's a webinar and not in person. And it seems to be going really well right now.
Yeah, my experience, I've worked a lot with the two-day class out of San Antonio, and my experience is people say, oh, I don't want to do online. My experience is people have a lot more freedom to ask questions online than they would in person. Because in person, you have to raise your hand, the guy's got to call on you, you have to wait your time, you have to wait. Online, you can put the question in, and someone's there to take that question and give it to you or to David Fisher or whoever the instructor is. And people actually get a lot more questions and a lot more interaction involved than they would otherwise. And it's been a tremendous, tremendous opportunity, like you said, and really made the education much more available to many more people because you can watch that class as many times as you want once you join. Hey, just in our closing, if you can take about 15 seconds and tell us, why should somebody go ahead and, okay, you got about 5 seconds. Why should they go ahead and join Lifestyles Unlimited?
I'd encourage everybody to look at their finances right now and see if they think they can survive the way they want to when they retire. And if you don't think you can, please come take our class. You will benefit from it.
Awesome. Awesome. Perfect answer. Hey, thanks so much, folks. Have a great rest of the day. And go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.